You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Welcome to episode 45.
What? 45?
Your Crash Podcast.
In it.
How you doing, Governor?
Yeah.
Geezer.
Blinding. Blinding.
Super. Lovely jubbly. Oddcast Podcast. Me, Adam. You.
No, not Adam.
You.
Ash.
And you.
Billy.
Billy's here!
Hello, Billy.
How you doing?
It's marvellous. All the better to see you here.
Oh, you smooth one, you.
Oh, yeah. I'll be talking you into me bed later.
For a strangle week.
So here we
hold
go.
Hold each other's nooses.
Started already. So here we go. Episode 45. And Billy has joined us once more.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Episode 20.
20, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Last one.
Yep.
When we got all excited, went, yeah, we got the 20, with loads more. And then he never turned up again.
Let's get it off there, man.
He disappeared. Yeah. I had to go and find a drunken man.
A different drunken man. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, did you pop in for an It's Not Soccer podcast every now and again?
A couple of them.
And then now you come back for an Oddcast.
Come back and I feel a bit special. I'm allowed to look at the screen today.
Oh yeah, usually you're behind like these two.
Yeah,
we've never been out.
This is a little bit special, I've got to be honest.
You feel privileged.
I do, yeah, very, very.
The guest.
Yeah.
He's only got you sitting next to him so he can start touching you up later.
Oh, he's already started there.
We used to do that when he was opposite me. You should have seen what we used to do.
Big old game of footsie. Yeah.
That's amazing. Parker's foot fetish.
www.barkersfootfetish.com .org/asm
.org/asm
Nice.
Or .org/adam.
Yeah. So, the Oddcast Podcast, we have a movie-centric podcast and we talk shit.
You're really selling us.
Yep, and let's jump straight in, shall we?
Let's do it.
I'm going to play out the thing because I don't think Billy's ever heard it. So, here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
Respect my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
What's your favorite scary movie?
Hear it now.
Go back to then!
When?
Now!
Now?
Now!
I can't!
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Nice.
Do you like that, Bill?
I do like it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Did you put that together?
I did.
Nice.
Stop whispering! Nice. Why are you whispering?
It's gentle.
It's like a pussy whisper.
It's nice with a little rub of the leg.
Who whispers to pussies?
You!
Well, you get dog whisperers, horse whisperers, pussy whisperers.
Yeah.
So I'm Robert Redford.
Pussy motorboaters.
Move up to him and just say, "You're a cunt."
Just tell it out.
pussy whispering.
So, how has everybody been this week?
Tired. Okay. Good.
We just had this conversation.
No, we didn't. When?
When I saw you earlier. When you picked me up, you said, "How are we? Come and do a podcast. Not talk about the same shit we talked about half an hour ago."
We're not allowed to repeat ourselves. No. We're not allowed any prep.
No, mustn't hesitate. No, mustn't deviate.
Yeah. So, any words and sentences we've already used today, we're not allowed to repeat. All right, so this.
Yeah, I've said the word no before.
You did?
Yeah. I heard that. As soon as I got in the car, no, Adam, leave me alone!
And I will. Get out your boat!
All right, this has been your cast podcast, episode 45. Thanks for joining us.
You already said episode 45.
Well, are we allowed to repeat ourselves today?
The podcast with no repeats.
Does that mean we can't even say the name again?
And I can't we
can't say.
I can't do the same jokes over and over again.
Which you usually do.
Boggered.
You're boggered.
And you've removed your favourite swear word from being able to say it again.
Oh, what a cunt.
Oh, no, you said that.
Yeah, we need to manage.
Let's stop that now.
Yeah. Move on.
We'll just keep going on. And well done, Bill, for bringing that up.
Well, you know, it filled a couple of minutes of podcast time there.
You're not supposed to just fill it up with random stuff. You're supposed to be talking and entertain the listeners. All like 100,000 million of them.
Both.
That's a brand new number.
Mm. Yeah. 200,000 million.
Yeah, is that actually a number, Will? Come on, mathematician Will.
Since when I've been in my math.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a man of words, can't you tell?
The linguist.
He's a cunning linguistic.
Linguini.
That's a pasta, yeah.
Linguini assist.
So, Bill, what have you been up to since episode 20 and now? What journey have you been on?
Been frozen.
I've been to Furrock a couple of times.
Furrock? Where's Furrock?
Malden.
Malden.
Which one?
Hang on, we've got a listener from Malden. He knows who he is.
Oh, yeah. My little friend.
Blimey.
Blimey.
He loves it.
He's still listening.
Not now.
Oh. Now, isn't
he? Actually, he's got a bug in this room.
Yeah. Poorly. Is that it?
Yeah, not. I haven't been up to too much.
Yeah. What have you done in the last sort of 4
working,
months?
Working.
Went to Thurrock.
Yeah. Got that's lost. About as excited as it gets.
Was it Lakeside?
No, it was next to Lakeside.
Costco?
Yeah.
IKEA.
Costco lot.
Yeah, walked into IKEA, got stuck because you have to walk around the whole bloody store and it's enormous.
Yeah.
Accidentally found one of the mysterious shortcuts but went the wrong way through it and had to start again.
Yeah, I was going to turn up for the last few but I've just been wandering around IKEA. You see the lovely new cushions I bought?
Testing out some of the beds. One a night. And none of their toilets flush, so actually use a new one every time.
Place yeah. Stinks.
Yep, and my new job is actually testing the chairs. I have to stand up and sit down a couple of times in each one that goes through each door.
Breaking into the kitchen each night to steal the meatballs.
Oh, meatballs.
Oh, I thought it was the plastic apples. They don't taste too good. Highly nutritious, but they taste too good.
Better than most airline food, I imagine.
Yeah.
I kind of like airline food.
Do you?
I'm normally hungry when I get on the airplane. Any food is good food.
I like the little bottles of wine that you get with it and you just hit the little button and say, more please.
Trouble is, most of my experience of airline food is Ryanair trying to charge me about 90 quid for a tube of Pringles that is actually about 2 inches tall.
You get free Pringles.
Yeah.
Once you pop your cotton, well, you have to.
No, you can't stop because one mouthful is all gone.
Yeah.
Once you pop, you can't cope with the sense of disappointment. I think we've got an episode name.
I was going to call it the Pussy Whisperer, but
I quite like once you pop, you can't stop. No, sorry, you can't stop the sense of disappointment. Yeah.
That's just the story of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sex life.
Oh. Instant popping.
So you got a haircut then, Bill?
I've got a haircut.
Just a moment.
Just the one.
Just one. Actually, since Christmas.
Is that true, story?
No, that is true, yes.
I'm going to take it you've only paid for one
half
since...
Half haircut, yeah, the NHS.
Oh, right.
Got it cut, yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good old God bless the National Health Service. You see, you Americans, you don't know what you're missing.
Don't understand.
Yeah,
I've made use of them over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have my penis enlarged on the NHS. It's now up to 3 inches.
Wow. Yeah.
That's floppy as well.
No. If only. In fact, it's only floppy. But just they did it for free. Didn't mean they did a good job. Got a fucking thing with it anymore.
That's a little bit of a kink.
Just like me.
That's a good
start. So should we move on to a feature?
That's a good start, isn't it?
For the love of God.
Yeah. Usually we would move into something called Movie Bluff, but
we realised it was a bit weird.
We killed that last week with sporks.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about the sporks.
What's a spork?
It's a spoon and a fork.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in one. I thought it was spoon like a prawns. Random film.
Yeah.
Spoon with prawns. Prawns.
A fork with a sharpened edge is a nork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we like norks.
No, you like...
Yeah, we killed that. Yeah. The Bourne Legacy was the last one we did because we just completely went crazy.
Well, that was the trouble. I started off.
Well, we watched it first, and I mean, just the amount of sporks that were in it just meant that we had to mention it.
Well, it's the trouble. I started off mentioning sporks, and it just didn't actually stop. We didn't move on. There was no discipline.
It was a fucking shit segment. We can admit it was a shit segment.
I liked it the first couple of times.
When we were pissed.
Yeah
actually, you're right. Yeah.
No one else liked it, but we enjoyed doing it.
Exactly.
So we're retiring that one.
We're just going to keep the two segments we've got.
Unless we come up with something new. We shall maybe throw in the odd bit and piece now and again, rather than trying to come up with a permanent one.
Piece.
Indeed.
Okay. But we have brought out the new video. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at your t-shirt, because it's a very weird-looking hot dog. It was below the dog was actually below the level of the table. And all I could see was this, and now I know it's an umbrella. It just looked like an upside down clamshell.
The problem is with the shape of the top of the dog's head, it looks like it's actually had the top of its skull removed and an umbrella inserted.
Yes.
It's got a Stewie's head.
And this is the trouble.
Family Guy.
It looks like it's just got an umbrella coming out of its brain. Off.
Well, yeah. Squared off with glasses.
This stuff really works on an audio podcast.
You have no other t-shirts in the shop.
Fuck off. But we have got a new YouTube sort of video out now.
Mm. Yes.
The Oddcast video cast.
I think you can't see that.
47 views now or something like that.
I was wondering.
Crazy like that. Yeah.
Over 50 now.
Over 50.
Not one of them's been me.
Really?
No, I haven't looked at it yet.
I watched a little bit.
A little bit. It's only 50.
Put his t-shirt up.
Turn it off.
It's out of nowhere.
Proud. Watch it roll.
Talking. Yeah, nothing could have even prepared you for it. Just boom.
Something to do.
It was there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spur of the moment.
That's doing well. We're going to do more of them soon.
Yes.
Because people enjoy it. People like seeing your faces.
Well, all 43 of them.
Well,
not 43 faces.
Yeah.
I've just got the two personally.
The people that watched it that are from like part of the Pod Gods and that, they've watched it and they said it's nice to put a face to the voice. And apparently you don't look anything like what they imagine you to look like.
I take it you're talking to me.
Yeah,
I know you're looking at me, but that doesn't strictly come across.
Sorry, Will, you don't look nothing.
Slick.
It's like the introductions when he starts pointing and he goes, "You are Will, you are Ash." And it's just sort of,
the whole point of that is when I'm pointing, you need to say your name. So when you don't say your name, it comes across as like, well, someone else.
It's rude to point.
Says who?
People.
Pun intended.
Billy.
Well, you pointed it out.
I just did.
And I'm not going to repeat it. You're not allowed to.
Sorry, what, you're not going to repeat?
Fuck off.
Rewind it.
But yeah, the people were saying apparently that my voice sounds nothing like my physical
appearance.
But, okay. That's. I just don't sound fat, apparently. And apparently I don't sound ugly, which is nice.
Don't sound fat.
And bald.
Yeah, you'll get a little thin on top.
Yeah, but I'm making up the thinness on top for the thickness below.
That works out quite well.
Indeed.
Good thinking.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was just going to specify that I wasn't actually talking about my genitals.
He's got a big afro down there, a little comb. Put some cornrows in
that's,
there.
That's a crab comb, though.
Nice.
Okay, well, I think we've settled in lovely to this podcast. Bill has settled in very nicely. Yeah, so,
it's like you've done this before.
Yeah. Should we go into our first segment?
Fuck yes.
First of two.
Yeah.
Should we go into 50% of our segments?
Yeah, okay. Let's do a bit of Star Watch.
Bring me everyone.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
Gary Oldman! Old Gary man.
Mm. Yeah, he's been in lots.
Yeah. What's his name, Gary Oldman? Did he get that name when he grew up?
It's after he passed 40.
Yeah, yeah. When he was a little boy, was it Gary Young Boy? And now he's a man.
Gary Newman. I know, can't
no, it would have been Gary Newman. Yeah, actually. No, that was when he was in his teens.
Yeah.
And he, like, did the washing up and the hoovering, and he was Gary Newman. But then his nose got big, and his ears got drooping, his skin got saggy, and he became Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Got a pipe and a rocking chair.
So, right, okay.
And a smoking jacket.
Gary
smoking
Oldman.
Smoking jacket, yeah.
Really big fluffy slippers.
Gary Oldman has been in 72 titles.
Oh wow, this will be a nice quick feature.
So, you know, strap yourself in, people. He's going to be here for a very long time.
Could you, like, all 72 of them films, could you make one word out of all of them? They can't see me do that.
No.
Yeah, what he was actually doing was a kind of a blowjob.
Yeah.
I think it's if Adam does what he says, he gets a little sneaky reward.
No, I'm just here to make some money. Alright.
Someone's got
yeah, what are you charging these guys? £2.50?
God, do you want some change?
That's where you've been.
That's where I've been. That's how I paid for my haircut.
That's why he was a bit wonky with the clippers.
Yeah.
You were noshing and he was trying to cut your hair.
I'd ask you to keep your head still, but...
you
didn't. Anyway, back to Mr. Newman or Mr. Oldman or Mr. Gabby, Youngman. Or
that's not hair gel, is it?
Okay, 1986, Sid and Nancy.
Sid and Nancy?
Sid and Nancy. Do you know what it's about?
Sid and Nancy. Sid Vicious and Nancy, what's her name?
Yeah, what happened to them? Did they die?
They were twats. Sid Vicious shot. Died. Can't remember what happened to Nancy, but yeah, they were twats.
Did she top herself or something like that?
Can't remember.
Yeah, they were both druggies or something like that.
Was
that
his first one?
No, he had a couple of TV series and that, but that was his first major film. Okay. 1986.
Did he play Sid?
Yeah, he played Sid Vicious.
Oh, okay.
A couple of films I'm not even going to bother naming because I don't know what they are.
Fine.
So let's go straight in to 1991. Lee Harvey Oswald in JFK.
I didn't realise it was him. I've watched that film quite a few times, mainly because I had to, because my brother did a thesis thingy at school on JFK.
Yeah, weird.
But I never actually realised that Lee Harvey Oswald was actually Gary Oldman.
No, he wasn't actually Gary Oldman. That was just one of the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
He was on the grassy knoll.
Yeah. Oh, don't go into the grassy knoll for the love. We've had this issue before. What's a grassy knoll? It's a little ill.
It's a little ill. It's just little ill. That's what it is, little ill. People behind it.
It's little ill, yeah.
Little hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, every so often it does a small bit of sick.
Oh.
Move on.
Move on. Okay, 1992, Dracula.
Dracula.
And he played Dracula.
Yeah.
So he went pretty much straight into lead roles, didn't he?
Well, I missed a load of shit.
Apart from playing JFK.
Apart from doing that.
Oh, right.
He had about 37 films.
Well, thank fuck for that. We might be out of it.
He did loads of shit and then he actually got good.
Yeah, we might be out of it before it's dark.
Yeah, this is where he played the bus driver in.
You ever seen that Dracula film? with Keanu Reeves trying to put in a British accent?
Yes, yes, I have. Whoa, dude! I, like, totally want a pint of beer.
1993, True Romance.
Good film.
That was a wicked film.
He played Drexel, the pimp.
Yeah, he did.
Very good.
What was his second name?
Drexel.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Drexel what?
I thought his name was Drexel. Who or what the fuck is a Drexel? He's my pimp. That's nothing like what it sounds in the film, but that's what it works.
That was a great film. I really enjoyed that. Tarantino was involved in that somewhere.
He wrote the original script.
Yeah.
And then
Christopher Walken
was it.
Blue Lou Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it to Tony Scott to make.
Yeah. And that's, was that Dennis Hopper?
Hopper was played, in it.
Played his
father.
Dad.
My favourite one, Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
played Elvis. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good film.
And he wasn't fat. He wasn't fat, Elvis.
No, but it was so blurred you could barely tell.
Yeah,
but Val Kilmer wasn't particularly fat then, because that was around the time he played Batman before he became the Batmobile.
Yeah,
he'd be the Batmobile. I think he is now. He's getting bigger and bigger.
1993.
He is the Batcave.
He's the Batjungle.
And that's just his rectum.
What?
1993. Romeo is bleeding.
Is it?
From his
Batcave. From his Batcave.
You did air quotes as well.
I did air quotes as well. Because everyone can see that.
We're really struggling this episode, aren't we?
Well, because we did the video thing last week, I'm thinking everyone can see me now.
Everyone can see that Adam only ever looks at me.
Yes.
Someone did mention
with
that.
With me sitting on the edge and just looking at the back of Adam's head.
You did? It was terrible. You were treated like a proper gooseberry.
Yes. I wasn't wearing the Oddcast t-shirt and...
And Adam in the centre. Yeah, Adam's in the centre. He's got his back to Ash most of it. Look at me. There's Adam. There's Ash just sitting there going, I'm so alone.
I did watch it back and notice some bits of me and you were talking, and Ash was just doing his own thing. He even spoke a few times, we just ignored him.
Peekaboo!
I did that at the end just purely because no one was paying attention to me, so I thought I could get away with it and these guys wouldn't notice, but they did.
We didn't notice you were there until you went peekaboo and went, there you are! You've been sitting there.
Gary Oldman did a similar thing once.
Did he?
No.
1994. Leon.
Yes.
Wicked film as well.
Awesome film.
You fancy Natalie Portman, didn't you?
Natalie Portman, in that one, no. God, I love her in V for Vendetta, though.
Mm.
With the shaved head, I don't know why. I just find her so damn hot in that film.
With the shaved head,
yeah, with the shaved
head,
shaved head.
As well.
No, Ripley did nothing for me, believe it or not.
Demi Moore.
Oh Jesus! What about that chick out of Rush Hour when she's got the tattoo on the back of her head?
She has a skinhead. That looks fucking good.
You like birds with skinheads?
Some girls can pull it off. Yeah, I've got to agree with Will.
Pull it off for me.
Yeah, all 3.5 inches.
Sorry, I'm going to have to repeat it for your benefit. Although people in the podcast may have already heard it, but you two were doing your own little thing. We were talking about Natalie Portman with the shaved head, and he said, "Oh, did Sigourney Weaver and Aliens do it for you?" And I said, "No, Ripley didn't do it for me. Believe it or not." Sorry.
I
shouldn't have done, but I'm just kind of proud of that and wanted to point it out.
You should have left it because they might have heard it first time round.
And now they're thinking twat.
Well, that makes a nice change, doesn't it?
No, now they're looking, after looking at the video cast as well, they're looking fat twat.
Yeah.
Someone did call it two fat casters.
Yeah, because I was ignored on the side. Two fat bastards and a stupid idiot in a shirt.
You're like the guy who hides when there's like a live newscast and you're the guy who just popped into the background just staring at the camera.
Yeah, next time if we do it in the same seating arrangement, I'll use that curtain.
Just hide behind
the curtain, by the way. I'll hide behind the curtain and do peekaboo at the end.
We're giving away our secrets.
Gary Oldman.
1994.
That was so commanding.
He was in Immortal Beloved.
Never heard of it.
Played Ludwig van Beethoven.
Oh, okay, what's that about then?
About the dog. You seen the dog?
Yes, like, yeah, St. Bernard.
He played the St. Bernard.
He was. He was in. He's in the suit.
Cool.
Yeah. He's a really good character actor, isn't he?
Fifth Element, 1997.
Oh, again, wicked, he doesn't mind playing the bad guy, does he?
He doesn't mind being in the shit films either.
Fifth Element rocked. Mia Jovovich was really wicked
film. We had this discussion.
Am I the only one here who thinks Fifth Element is awful?
Yes.
Why don't you like it?
Because it's shit.
No, come on, man.
Oh, that really boils it down and really gives us a good critique of the reasons behind it.
There's lots to do in space there.
Yeah, shit and all.
Well, that's, you know.
Yeah, to be fair.
That's shit. Yeah. But Fifth Element ain't shit.
What's great about it?
Fifth Element's got a good strong plot, it's got great fun characters, it's colourful, it's vibrant, it's fast paced, it's witty and thoroughly entertaining. And Mia Jovovich is fucking hot.
Yeah, it's got someone in a nice little skimpy outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was about to say something like that, but I'm, you
know. Yeah, sorry dude.
No, you worded it a lot better.
Stealing your thunder.
No, not at all.
I feel so bad, you know. I come in, I've replaced him, I've kicked him off the podcast. No. He come back and joins us, and I steal his words.
Well, you would have asked me, "What do you think so great about it?" And I'd be like, "Well, I was entertained." You've done really well there.
Why can't you define what's so bad about it? All right, what's so great about it? It was good.
Oh, yeah, you shit.
Okay, each to their own.
Enough said.
But you don't like fantasy stuff either.
Apart from Game of Thrones, because it weighs itself out with dwarfs and fannies.
I like Gary Oldman in that.
He wasn't in that one.
Oh right, let's stop talking about it then. Although I raised the subject.
But no, Dougie Scott. Air Force One, 1997.
Not seen it.
Harrison Ford on a plane, playing the president.
Fairly pencil.
Motherfucking Harrison Ford on a motherfucking plane.
Kick some ass, Harrison Ford.
It's got to be better than snakes in a plane.
A lot of things are.
Yeah. Harrison Ford, he says, like the Samuel Jackson, "I'm tired of these motherfucking terrorists and this motherfucking plane," but he mumbles it. He goes,
"That sounded like an Aborigine."
It did. That was
didn't we do?
Yeah, that was it. That was actually good. The didgeridoo impression again.
Well, a lion kick was going to pop out.
Yeah, trouble is, it's almost undetectable on the mic.
Right, everyone, turn up your microphone, turn up your headphones.
Do you want to get closer to it?
I was waiting for someone to do it. I knew they'd do it.
Thank you, Ash.
Nice one. Where are we now? Oh, yeah, Lost in Space, 98. Will, Bill. What do you reckon?
Lost in Space.
Will.
Is that with... That's got to be with Joey from Friends, yeah?
Matt LeBlanc.
No, Joey from Friends.
Yeah, Joey from Friends, sorry.
He doesn't have a real name. Yeah.
And a robot.
I remember watching it when I was younger, but it was obviously shit, because I don't remember nothing from it.
No.
Was the robot actually Warwick Davis?
No. That's because Guides of the Galaxy.
So who was Gary Oldman in that?
Dr. Zachary Smith.
Oh, he's the bad guy.
Stroke. Yeah. Spider Smith.
Yeah, he turns into
Spider Smith. Spider Smith.
That's whatever Spider Smith does.
Okay. 2000, The Contender.
That was actually an alright film. I actually watched that on the weekend.
What was that about?
I don't know.
It was about the first woman trying to become vice president.
Move on.
Yeah. Politics. Women. God.
Yeah, but it had loads of...
I bet she didn't get her tits out once.
No, she didn't, but there was someone else that got gangbanged that they were trying to discredit her. And they used the video of the gangbang to actually try and discredit her in the middle of one of their weird committees that they all do.
Was it a good gangbang scene?
It was okay.
Found better online.
Yeah. They found it online.
Okay.
Snuffmovie.com. 2001.
No one died.
Hannibal.
Good film.
That's a good film. Who was he though?
Do you not know who he is in Hannibal?
I'm just trying to remember.
He's not going to be the old geezer, is he, in a wheelchair?
He's the guy with the disfigured face.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking Hannibal Rising, and that's why I can't.
Why are you thinking of that film?
Because I'm forgetting which film he was in, basically. And because I read Hannibal Rising more recently than I read Hannibal.
Yeah, he goes back to books.
He read Gary Oldman's part, and he said, "Gary Oldman says."
Imagine if he did say that.
This part is written specifically for Gary Oldman.
That was the guy who was given a crap load of LSD and talked into by a Hannibal Lecter into just cutting his own face off with shards of broken glass or something.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a hobby.
As you do.
Yes.
It's Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't knock it.
LSD, face
you know, then I'll put Nicolas Cage's on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Shaggy's daughter.
All right. 2003, he was in a film called Tiptoes. Which we've talked about before.
Have we?
He played a dwarf.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I did the I did the trailer breakdown for that one.
The last ever one.
Yes.
You killed it.
Yes.
Gosh, no, I don't miss that
because
feature.
That film.
Is he trying to sort of, I don't know, fund a, you know, a really bad drugs habit or something? He does a lot of
shit films.
Yeah.
To be honest,
he's a good actor, I think.
Yeah, he plays some fantastic roles. The roles he plays are well, generally the really flamboyant ones, you know, mm-hmm. the Drexel, the wigger pimp.
Yeah.
You've got the what?
Yeah, not yet. You're talking about the roles before, like Fifth Element roles, and
yeah,
crazy roles.
Yeah, absolutely. In Leon, the bad guy,
he's over the top.
He's totally over the top, totally flamboyant, and he does that so well. Fifth Element as well. His character in that. This is where he absolutely excels, I think. Playing a really proper good bad guy.
Yeah.
And then he goes and plays a dwarf.
Is he a bad guy dwarf?
No, he's a good guy dwarf. But
he's not a good guy actor, is he?
He's normally a bad guy.
But he does the dwarf thing by literally on his knees with a pair of shoes on his knees.
Mel Brooks did that first as Yogurt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He would think you'd just get a proper dwarf to play a dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
They must be sitting over these dwarfs going, a film about a dwarf?
Do you think the Dwarf Actors Union got really pissed off?
Well, they hired every other dwarf in that film, apart from the role that needed a dwarf.
Do you think Gary Oldman is actually a dwarf then?
Yeah, he normally
in all the rest of all the other films, yeah, instead of all a few books.
No one's ever seen him barefoot.
Yeah, that is it!
So they should make a film with him and Tom Cruise, and they don't need to dig trenches. Yeah. They could actually do a normal take.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's cool.
It's a proper army helicopter flying.
Yeah. Proper big military chopper, one of my favourite things.
Yeah.
What, choppers?
Military ones particularly.
He's been on uniformdating.com.
Yeah. I've seen the adverts for that. How fucked up is that? You know. You fancy people in uniform, go to uniform dating. But you just know there's so many blokes out there, sort of firemen going, yeah, fucking chicks dig firemen. I might be in my 50s, yeah, I might have a beer gut that goes over the moon, I might have warts all over my face, but I've got a fireman's outfit. I'm going to get some fucking banana.
Why do I
banana?
Keep on the internet? Yeah, say I'm a fireman.
Yeah?
Done.
Just go to the fancy dress shop, buy yourself an outfit.
Penguin trainers worked.
Pink trainers.
Penguin trainer.
Oh, penguin.
Has worked.
Yeah.
A mate who is actually a fireman went and started saying that he was a fireman and all that kind of stuff, and she got a lot more interested in me when I turned around and said, well, I'm a penguin trainer.
What do you train penguins to do?
Eat fish.
That's not really training, is it?
It's an easy job.
Actually, my brother at one of the beer festivals, I mean, he's sort of happily married, and for some reason this bird just started coming up and chatting to him, and he just decided to have some fun. And so she was talking to him, oh, what's your name? He was, oh, it's Barry or something like that. And I said, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a dolphin trainer. And I wonder if he got that from you.
Yeah, I think so. It's good fun.
Fair enough.
And when I say he decided to have some fun, as in just winding her up, not as in take her back for a little bit of fun. I will just specify that now.
Yes, because
just to be clear,
he palmed her off to me.
The penguin.
No, he didn't.
We worked together.
He did not palm her off or do her off in any way. I just want to specify that. Palming—that's a specialist technique. That is.
That's you use your fingers.
We don't want to see those fingers. Don't want to get stuff on the wedding ring.
2004, played Sirius Black in Harry Potter.
And then was in many, many more.
Yeah,
he's good as that. Sirius he starts Black. Off as a bad guy
did
and
you
then
say
turns into
Sirius Black.
Sirius.
Sirius.
Oh, Sirius.
Yeah, Sirius.
Sirius Black. So,
Sirius Black.
You serious? Sirius Black.
Just a little bit of boot polish.
I can just see like Samuel L. Jackson in like a proper sort of gangster role in the real. I am Sirius Black. You do not fuck with me.
Yeah, my wallet says Sirius Black, not
motherfucker.
Bad,
yeah.
2005, Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Gordon.
Yeah.
Really?
Commissioner Gordon.
I didn't realise that.
I didn't realise he
really?
Oh, I knew it was him, but I didn't realise his first name was Jim.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
He's always just Commissioner.
Yeah. Well, he was Commissioner Gordon in the, the Adam West Batman and all that. But he's been Jim in all sorts of things. You've clearly not played Batman Arkham Asylum when you get all the different character things.
Well, it was Jim.
Can
Gordon.
You be him in that game?
You can't be Jim, no. You can be Batman, though. And that, why would you want to be Jim Gordon? Would you be Batman?
I don't know. You can just stand around Batman. You just have, all you have to do is shine the light. if you're angry,
get
well,
kidnapped.
Batman doesn't turn up.
Press buttons for Batman to rescue you.
Because I was like, I want to be Alfred. Oh, is it?
I didn't know what it is. That's something seriously cool.
Serious Black.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah, they've just dumped the SAS at the bottom of the garden.
Yeah, they're taking out the Melbourne estate.
Okay, yeah. So after,
I don't know, the helicopter's being picked up, and it might get me.
Yeah,
probably isn't it?
Big style.
Yeah. So he went off and done more Harry Potter stuff, and then he done the Dark Knight as Jim Gordon. Because he didn't become the commissioner until halfway through the film, when the Joker kills the commissioner.
Yep. Fair enough. Dead Man Shoes.
Yeah, it's a good film. Yeah.
Oh, Dead Man Shoes is a fucking wicked film.
Yeah. The Dark Knight is probably one of the best films around.
What was Paddy Considine's Tyrannosaur?
I haven't seen it.
Watched that the other day.
Paddy Considine.
Constantine.
Constantine.
Don't really know, but
you say potato.
Sorry,
I say Constantine.
Yeah, you say Nelly Furtado, I say Nelly Furtado. It's all that shit. But diverging briefly from Gary Oldman, but Tyrannosaur was actually, if you don't mind, a really, really depressing film about alcoholism and domestic abuse and rape. It's quite good fun.
Down my alley.
Only a little bit, right?
Is that my rape alley?
Yeah. But anyway, it didn't have Gary Oldman in it, so.
But The Unborn in 2009 had Gary Oldman in it.
Was that about fetuses?
It was about a child being born, which was like some kind of demon devil thing. It was awful. But the poster.
What, the child or?
The poster was awesome, right? Because it just had a girl looking in a mirror in a bathroom.
Naked?
No,
she's with a tiny pair of pants on, and the poster's like,
"Go,
wait, it's just a low cut top." Go. People were like,
if
"Really?"
He just had a tiny pair of pants on.
What's this? I watched some of that actually. I watched the opening credits.
Yeah, it's not very good. It's not a good film.
Got distracted, paused it.
People went
back. Never went back.
Went off for a quick wait.
The only reason I picked it on Netflix was just purely for the cover of the picture. He goes, "Oh, this might be good." Just a nice bump.
Oh, I'm done.
See, yeah, exactly. I didn't even last the credits.
2009, Christmas Carol. That was the Jim Carrey sort of motion capture.
Nothing will ever be better than the Muppets Christmas Carol, in my opinion. They will never make a better tribute to Charles Dickens and the spirit of Christmas than the Muppets Christmas Carol.
I love the Muppets Christmas Carol.
It was great.
I think I've seen it.
You what? Have you not seen the Muppet movie?
Nope.
No, I've not. It's Muppet's Christmas Carol is the only Muppet movie I've seen.
Okay.
So, Gary Oldman.
Book of Eli, 2010.
Who's in that?
Denzel Washington is in that. It's the one about the book.
When Denzel Washington's blind. Oh, sorry if you've not seen it.
Ah, spoilers.
It's a 3-year-old film. Fucking deal with it.
2 years.
I've not seen it.
What, 2009?
Oh, is this some little twist again?
You just said 2009.
Did I? If I did, I meant to say 2010.
Hang on. Is this a twist at the end of the film where you find out he's blind?
Yeah,
but we're not going to mention it.
Because you'll repeat it, you know.
Because you know we're like,
oh yeah, ooh, double sin.
And then, we'll just move on. Red is in Red Riding Hood.
For some reason, I thought you were about to say Red Dwarf.
Oh, don't start that again. 2011. Then he was in Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
You see, I want to see
I've
that.
I've not seen that yet.
I haven't seen it.
You seen it, Adam?
No, I got it, Adam.
He got some very good reviews.
Why haven't you watched it?
Because I've been watching shit other stuff.
Yeah. Shit other stuff.
Yeah, so instead of watching the good stuff, I've been watching shit.
Game of Thrones. Fifth Element. Shit. Oh, no, I haven't been watching Fifth Element.
Fifth Element rocks. Don't you fucking knock it, you slag.
Yeah. Men and it's a bunch of cunts. And he's going to be in The Dark Knight Rises.
Is he playing Jim?
No, he's playing Commissioner Gordon.
Okay, that's fine. So it's a different role.
It's his twin brother. He's actually called Herbert.
Is it the same?
It's what? Herbert Gordon.
Herbert Gordon.
it's their older brother, Gordon.
Gordon.
Yeah.
So there
Gordon
you go.
Gordon.
Yeah. Gary Oldman.
Their mum was called Georgina.
George Gordon.
Yeah, that's quite a word.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Miss Nickamkish.
So, good Star Watch, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, to be honest, it turns out he's churned out an awful lot more shit than I thought, but he's been in some very good roles.
He's one of the people that you expected to be in a lot better roles than he actually has been in.
He's done lots of good ones, but he's done lots of shite as well.
He's picked up some turkeys because he clearly likes a bit of money. Mm. But you do wonder how much money these A-list celebrities have to earn.
He can't be making a lot of these shit movies, can he? The ones that don't smash the box office.
It's Gary Oldman. They don't pay him for the box office takings, I imagine. We will pay you to be in this film.
Yeah.
But yeah, general thumbs up.
He's a shitload of cocaine being our movie.
Indeed.
Cut your face off with a bit of glass.
You've got to remember that actors, they get paid to do these films, no matter what. They don't give a shit at the end of the day whether it does well, because they've already been given. Like,
well, it's very rare that they actually take commission, isn't it? Or whatever his royalties.
Who was it that took a load of commission for Star Wars? That was it.
That's Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Harrison Ford turned down the opportunity to take a load of royalties for the merchandise and the film.
Well, it was a bit cheap, and you know, it wasn't going to do very well.
Honestly,
it was a shrewd move.
He just wanted a big payout, big money, and they said, there you go. He thought
it's entirely understandable, to be honest.
But Mark Hamill went, no, I want all the royalties. Look at Harrison Ford. He had to work harder in Indiana Jones.
Mark Hamill never worked again, basically.
Didn't have to.
He's done a couple of voiceovers, and that's it, as far as I can remember.
As Luke Skywalker in the cartoons, which he then got more money for, wouldn't they say?
He's done a couple of computer games, non-Star Wars. I'm sure he did the voice in a computer game or some sort.
He got really old,
though.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
He does the voice of the Joker in Arkham Asylum.
That's what I'm thinking of, yes.
And even the cartoons.
Yeah.
So he's like well known for being the Joker.
I think he's better known for being Luke fucking Skywalker.
To a lot of people, he's well known for being...
I think.
Why?
Luke Skywalker.
Why is he the worst Jedi?
He's just a bit of a whining bitch. I know he fucking killed Darth
Vader. I am with you on that. But, I mean, if you're going to go out for a beer, it's Obi-Wan or Darth Maul.
Mm. Obi-Wan? Only because Alex Guinness was a fucking alcoholic.
Alec.
Yeah. What do I call him?
Alex.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
He made Guinness.
But Alec Guinness actually hated being remembered for being Obi-Wan.
So
you know,
he drunk himself stupid.
Because he absolutely, you know, he was a serious, loving style actor. And so legend has it, he agreed to sign one Star Wars fan's autograph on the basis that he would never, ever again watch Star Wars. Because Alec Guinness hated Star Wars.
Yeah?
Really?
Ungrateful cunt.
So rumour has it.
That's that word that you've had to say, because it's been repeated a few times now.
Shut up, Ash.
Good, you can't say that again, so I'm just
going to
carry on talking.
He's still thinking of a
tongue out.
Peek-a-boo!
Start perving the corner.
It is a game. Do you know how to do the 6 degrees of separation? Have you ever heard of the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon? 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Rings a bell.
Where you have to go from... They reckon that Kevin Bacon is connected to pretty much every film star out there through six steps.
Yeah, but the whole theoretical thing is with Facebook and social networking these days, everyone's about 6 steps separated. No more than that, because... You know, you've got someone you're friends with on Facebook who's got these people over there, and it doesn't take very many steps to basically get to anyone in the world. Now, I personally think that's utter bullshit.
Yes.
But I have heard that it's the case, because there are plenty of people in poverty-stricken parts of the third world who I'm probably more than 6 steps separated from.
You're probably right. So if he walks 10 miles to get a fucking bucket of water, but one the way, he stops and has a
But he's
on Facebook.
Mates with my mum's cousin's daughters on Facebook, yeah.
I do love the way that you kind of started an argument and argued with yourself.
Oh, no, I was starting by stating the fact, and then I was doing my best to destroy the fact, because it's bullshit.
You went, actually, there's a fact, but the fact
no,
is
I didn't
shit.
Say, I did not say it was a fact. I said it was a theory.
It's fiction.
Fictional fact.
Yes. No, it's by Adam just now.
Yeah. It's something the Spellster's fact, but it's bullshit.
No, I was saying that just, I'm talking about just in the film, General Dave. Like Kevin Bacon's one of them people that he starred in these certain films which always connects. You can always get six steps before you get to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, I can do it. I've got one in mind, and I've got two steps there, and it's Michael Caine.
Okay.
Can you join Kevin Bacon to Michael Caine and see how many steps it takes?
I've got to go from Michael Caine to Kevin Bacon, or Kevin Bacon to Michael Caine.
Either way, I really don't mind.
And you've got two steps. You've already thought of two steps.
Yes, easy.
Now, how long did it take to think that up?
It was at the top of my head.
Just then. Boom.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but it's because of the way my mind works, and I don't expect you to actually get it this way.
No, good. So now have I got like a time limit?
Yes, because quite frankly, this is a podcast.
And but I'm just thinking, like, do you want me to do it now or come back in 10 minutes?
He's done it in 2 seconds. You're already late.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll tell you what, I'll explain this one and then I'll give you another one to work out, but I want to give you an idea of how my mind's working here.
Okay.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon's made out of pigs.
Oh, no, it doesn't work
Miss
that
Piggy.
Way.
Miss Piggy. She was in Muppet Christmas Carol.
No, it doesn't work that way.
You've got to explore the possibilities.
No, it's only actors and directors.
Miss Piggy was a fucking actor, you cunt.
She was.
Actress.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Actress.
Let's not get confused here.
Yeah. She was a male. Toy. Well, she might have started off as a male pig, but then they took a little bit too much that they thought was bacon, but it wasn't.
The bacon made out of pig doesn't work.
Bacon is made out of pig.
But it doesn't work in that theory.
Not, it doesn't come from a farm either. It comes from the supermarket.
All right, give us another actor then, and we're trying to try and do it.
Okay.
See if I can do it in under a minute.
Okay, Craig Charles out of Red Dwarf.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And Kevin Costner, go.
Oh, we're doing Kevin Bacon. Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, we're doing Craig Charles to.
Craig Charles and Kevin Bacon.
Alright, Craig Charles, Kevin Bacon, do it, go.
Alright, Craig Charles is in Coronation Street, which co starred Ian McKellen, Sir Ian McKellen, who was in.
I'm thinking of Ian McTrain there.
Yeah, who was in. Hang on, who am I trying to get to? Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Who's in Lord of the Rings with Elijah Wood, who was in. Oh, hang on. I'm just spouting names now.
Grasping at straws, yeah.
I am.
Oh, hang on.
I'm
trying to think. Elijah Wood.
Who was in. With Elijah Wood, who was in the film Sin City, starring. What's his name?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, thank you. How did you know I was going to say that?
Well, I don't know, it was the first one I thought of.
Bruce Willis starred in Pulp Fiction.
Die Hard.
No, he starred in Pulp Fiction, which was directed by Tarantino, who directed Michael Fassbender in.
Fassbender!
In Inglourious Bastard, who starred in X-Men First Class with Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon was in First Class.
That was more than six steps.
That was six steps. Ian McKellen, Elijah Wood, Bruce Willis, Tarantino, and then what's his face? Fassbender.
You can knock that down.
So the first name isn't a step, it's just the movement in between.
You've got
a total of like eight names, but with six movements in between.
Alright. Alright, well you could chop that then on Elijah Wood was in the. Something with.
Alright, Adam, tell you what. Give me one quick.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want Kevin Bacon now?
I always wanted Kevin Bacon.
Alright.
He just never picked up the phone.
Find six steps to Kevin Bacon from. Charlize Theron.
Who?
You know Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
You should.
Just give me all these films she was in and let you know. Alright,
just a clue.
I won't say so. Alright, about. Alright then, Kelly Who?
Kelly Who?
Who?
Kelly Who has a cunt.
No!
Quentin Tarantino is one, and he directs the film with Kevin Bacon in.
No, we didn't.
Well, it was the
last bit.
Yeah.
He's like the party pooper, isn't he?
I love the word usage. Brilliant.
What?
Who?
She has a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Right, next feature.
Yeah, let's go back and watch some shit.
We have to go back!
We have to go back! We have to go back!
Oh, what?
Okay, so let's go back and watch this shit. Today's film, an 80s classic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Cheesy, big hair.
Oh.
Joel Schumacher movie.
Schumacher.
Yes. So
Michael's
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here is the trailer.
Michael and Sam have just moved to Santa Carla, California. They're about to discover its secret.
Notice anything unusual about Santa Carla yet?
No. It's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
Sammy, help me! Stay back! Stay back!
What's happening to me, Star? Get yourself a good sharp stick. Drive it right to his heart.
You're a vampire, Michael! My own brother, a damn blood-sucking vampire! Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
When a vampire buys it, it's never a pretty sight.
Michael, they're coming! Oh, shit!
Classic film.
Yeah, brilliant.
Why is it brilliant, Billy?
I love the makeup in it, yeah.
Yeah, that dead body.
Yeah.
Wonderful makeup.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I loved the Frog Brothers. I don't know why, I just thought they were great characters. That was Corey
Feldman.
And who's the other Frog Brother?
Just some other guy. Wasn't Corey Haim, because Corey Haim was the brother. The main guy, Jason Patrick's little brother.
Yes, Sammy.
Yeah. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, there you go.
Oh, what was... Yeah, that the other Frog Brother has been in something else, but he didn't really make it big.
No. Probably not.
So, I'll tell you what, it was... I've always remembered this film. The soundtrack was pretty good.
Yeah.
If you didn't mind the sort of 80s side of things, but I just remember the live concert, and I can't remember the name of the song or who actually sung it, but there was... It was something like I Still Believe, but it just had a wicked saxophone solo in it.
What's the Lost Boys music?
Well, the main one was People Are Strange When You're a Stranger, which was originally The Doors, but I believe that was the Echo and the Bunnymen version they played on that film.
Yeah, down there.
Down the bottom.
Oh, was it a bit?
Yeah, it was on there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, this makes good recordings.
Yeah. Look at the bottom of the list. One. The bottom of the list.
No, you put Lost Boys, it did say People Are Strange.
And you see, Billy, this is why you weren't allowed to look at the screen.
Yeah. Because we normally talk while
he sits there and does the antisocial shit.
This is here, yeah.
How many times have you guys seen this film?
Me? Mm-hmm. At least 10, 20.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of films. But only once. So when we're talking about films, I'm like, yeah, I've seen that film.
You see, this is a film I grew up with. Yeah. I don't know what certificate was it, Adam?
15.
15, you see, I think I wasn't 15 when I saw it.
No.
Quite frankly. But, it was a formative film. Thing is, it was not a scary film.
No.
Quite frankly, it was not a horror. As you say, it was fairly tongue-in-cheek. Keith Sutherland was very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. He played, I think it was Michael, who was not the head vampire, but the head of, like, the...
The boys. The boys.
Yeah, absolutely, the Lost Boys.
Michael wasn't. Michael was the brother.
No, sorry, you're absolutely right. Sorry, you're totally right. I can't remember what Keith Sutherland's name was.
I can't remember what his name was.
I should get the cast list up, so I can just say when you ask me.
Well, yeah, that'd be really wonderful. Lively contribution to the whole thing.
Yeah. He played David.
David?
Yes.
Dave the Vampire.
David.
Such a good name for a vampire. He really is amazing, isn't it?
For some reason, David is fine for a vampire, but Dave just doesn't work, does it? And then there was Baz.
And Derek.
And Del.
And Nigel.
Rodney
the vampire.
Big plonker, Rodney. Falling off the bridge again.
they've even got
again, they actually used full names, didn't they, except for Sammy, because it was Michael. You know, it just wouldn't have been the same. They were all going Mickey.
Where's that scene in there when they're first changing and then they jump off the the train track?
Yeah, they're hanging off of this railway bridge and they're sort of waiting for the train to come over and it's vibrating above it, and the hand movements again really work on the podcast.
Yeah.
And the shaky movements.
My cheeks are wobbling.
They are as well.
All so cool.
So Michael, that was the cheeks.
So the idea is that Michael gets turned into a vampire.
Vampire.
What?
Vampire.
What's that?
Vampire.
Why are you saying like that? Can't you say vampire? Like
Eastern European.
Vampire. Don't agree with me. You don't know what he's talking about.
For some reason now I just thought of Vampire with a baby.
No, I have no idea.
Wampire,
Womple. It was the Wombles of Wimbledon. Yeah. The Wompiers of Wimbledon.
Oh, they're all vampires.
Underground, overground, drinking your blood.
Mike, what happened?
Nanook.
What about Nanook? What'd you do to my dog, you asshole?
Nothing, I didn't hurt him. He bit me. This is my blood.
Why'd he bite you, Mike? Huh? What would you do to him?
He was protecting you.
Look at your reflection in the mirror. You're a creature of the night, Michael. Just like out of a comic book. You're a vampire, Michael. My own brother, a goddamn shit-sucking vampire. Oh, you wait till Mom finds out, buddy.
Sammy, wait.
Sam!
Stay back.
Just
stay
wait back. And let me talk. Wait a minute. Sam!
So was that a clip of the Wombles of Wimbledon?
Drinking blood.
All of these people leaving the bodies around, we just tidy them away.
That'd be a cool little film, I'd watch that.
Vampire Wombles.
Vampire Wombles.
Fuck the Lost Boys.
Do you think they have Wombles in America, anywhere else?
No.
Because it was just the Wimbledon.
It's a quintessentially English thing. Whether they were exported, I doubt it. People in England barely remember them.
It was just to encourage people to pick up litter. Actually, they actually had to stop it when they stopped it because it caused Wimbledon Common, which is where this is based. The Wombles used to go around picking up litter.
People were chucking shit away for the Wombles to pick it up,
All the kids were going there, just littering the whole of Wimbledon Common.
So that Womble bait.
So that Wombles would actually be able to pick it back up and do something with it. Here's something useful for the Wombles.
Genius.
Anyway, Lost Boys.
That sounds stupid. So yeah, so Corey Feldman, Corey Haim, this is the start of their...
Was that their first one together?
It was, yeah. Started their partnership. They went off to make more films together.
Okay.
Do lots of drugs. Go off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
And then one died. And
which one? Corey Haim died.
He died.
Corey Feldman got married by MC Hammer.
Not by MC Hammer. He didn't marry MC Hammer.
No, MC Hammer married him to his wife. It was him and a rabbi. I think I said this in a previous... MC Hammer presided over Corey Feldman's wedding. Yes. How fucking cool is that?
And then he appeared on Dark Side of Ice.
MC Hammer.
No, Corey Feldman.
MC Hammer dancing on ice. Dancing on something ice. To see.
Not in him trousers.
Oh, I imagine there's so much.
Right, okay, awkward silence.
So, back to...
Sorry, you were singing the song.
Yeah,
we're going
to finish it off.
No, I've got to stop there. Just use the bottle opener, you ponce. Right, Lost Boys.
So, do you remember watching it the first time, Bill?
It was probably about...
Sorry, I've just been sick all over the floor.
That's why I have a brown carpet in here. It just hides all narrow sins.
Yeah, it's all right. I've just rubbed it into it. It's all right. It was years and years ago. Like I said, I've seen a lot of films, but only once.
so you guys can sit here and you'll talk and you'll remember. You've all seen these films a lot of times. You've got great movie knowledge. I'm so.
I saw it once. Yeah. There was a vampire, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
then, yeah, I know
you're perfect for this thing because you should go back and watch this shit.
Okay.
Yes, Bill. You should.
I'll do what the title says. Yeah.
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 Okay. Booyah.
But it's not shit. It's awesome.
Yeah? Okay.
It's not shit. It's good.
We actually should rename the feature. Go back and watch this awesome film.
Nah, just go back and watch this shit, man.
Okay. The shit thing just doesn't sell it, though, does it?
Well, I normally just call it go back and watch this.
Yeah. You've got another clip from the film, because we're doing a really good job of talking about it.
And you must be Max.
Right. How are you? Well, you're the man of the house, and I'm not coming in until you invite me.
You're invited.
Thanks very much.
Hello.
Oh, hi, I didn't hear you come in.
Is it all right for the guests to see the food before dinner?
Oh, no, you're thinking of the groom not seeing the bride before the wedding.
Oh, yeah, I always get those confused. Thorne sends his apologies.
Oh, well, tell him I'm walking again.
He promises to behave if you come back.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mom? These are my dinner guests. Edgar and Alan, the Frog Brothers.
Oh, I didn't know you were having guests.
Well, Mom, you know, if we're in your way, we can go eat some peanut butter and dry in the kitchen.
No, there's plenty for everybody. Max, this is my son, Sam, and Edgar and Alan Frog.
Mm-hmm. Lucy, this looks terrific.
Well, I hope it tastes good.
Mmm. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mmm. Boy, somebody around here has bad breath. No, would you quit breathing on me?
No, get upstairs. Go on. You want some Parmesan cheese on that?
Yeah, Sam, thank you very much.
Sam grated the cheese himself.
Ah.
My son.
Another budding chef in the family.
Are you all right?
Mm. No, it's not cheese, it's garlic.
But you hate garlic, don't you?
No, I like garlic. It's just a little much. It's raw garlic.
Garlic? How did that happen?
Guys, he likes garlic.
Oh, sorry.
You got them on.
It's just the way he's sitting.
Yeah.
So how do you reckon you would suss out a vampire?
Well, the thing is, there was that whole scene when they accidentally invited the vampire into their house.
The clip we just played.
Indeed. Indeed, well, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Would you like some Parmesan cheese?
Yeah. I think the best way would be to say, are you a vampire?
Yeah, you got to ask them.
And then,
if I was a vampire, I'd be really honest and go, yes, the fangs would come out and I'd eat
straight away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I watched,
do you want to be a vampire?
Do you like Bovril? Yes. Do you like Bovril? You know,
yes.
Why Bovril?
Or black pudding?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Made of blood.
Well, Bovril's made of blood.
It's a beef extract, yes. Basically, you've gone off Bovril now, haven't you?
I've never really had Bovril.
Bovril's lovely.
Oh, wonderful.
Bovril's better than Marmite.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
totally.
I normally have a slice of Marmite.
Bovril on toast rocks.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a drink.
I've only read it as a drink.
Spread it on toast with plenty of butter. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. We're doing such a good job talking about the Lost Boys.
Okay.
No, you're talking about vampires and Bovril.
Vampires and Bovril. Yeah.
I mean, if I was
only... I'd love a bit of vampire. I'd spread Bovril on their neck.
I think it's tricky, though. At the end of the day, if the whole inviting a vampire into your house negates all of the things that they have a weakness to, so you can see them in the mirror, the garlic doesn't do anything, the holy water doesn't do anything, quite frankly, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Holy water with garlic, though, that works, the whole bathful.
No, but those ones weren't invited. You see, that was the thing.
Mm.
It's in the scene when they're like giving him like little nibbles full of pure garlic, and I know. Do you want some Parmesan? Wasn't it?
Yeah, Parmesan. That's where the Parmesan came from.
I know. I like garlic, just not quite this much. Yeah, you're fucked. totally fucked.
Mm. So would you go back and watch Lost Boys? Bill, would you go back and watch?
Yeah, I do. I do now.
I do.
Yeah.
I watched it about a month ago.
He do go back and watch The Lost Boys.
I do go back.
Yeah.
I go back. What about you, Ash? You going to watch it again?
I watched it about a month ago. So, not for a while.
It's all fresh.
I'd watch it again. I'd enjoy it. I missed the dog. He had an awesome dog, Nanook.
Nanook.
Yeah.
You've seen this film a lot.
I have seen that film an awful lot. Like I say, it was one of those formative films. Things like The Lost Boys, Spaceballs,
Goonies,
Spaceballs,
Gremlins,
Goonies,
Blazing Saddles.
Actually, not so much Gremlins. Actually, like I say, we talked about Gremlins last week, but not one I've seen an awful lot. But we, you know, I don't know if you were the same. We had a load. We had a certain amount of re-recordable VHS videos, and we'd record films off telly. And if it was a good one, we would never ever record over it. Mm-hmm. And being kids, we would watch it every other week.
Yeah.
And Lost Boys was one of those ones.
Mm.
It was great.
I think we knew a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's
how I learned all the words to Star Wars.
That's how I learned all the words to Blazing Saddles and to Spaceballs.
Mm.
I should record Topless Darts.
Topless Darts!
Oh, right. And you know what? And the Topless Weather Channel as well. That was always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have satellite or something?
Yeah, no, it was cable.
Cable?
It was live TV on cable.
Yep.
Yeah, you see, I didn't get luxuries like
Canary
that.
Canary Wharf?
Yeah.
Used to come from?
Yeah, Topless Darts in space.
Brilliant.
All right,
is that like zero gravity? I mean, zero gravity Topless Darts is going to be terrible with the darts, though. You know, the boobs are going to be fantastic, but the darts are going
to
be
accurate with momentum. It's the first start, it just doesn't drop.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. Yeah, zero gravity darts.
Makes it easy.
And then throw it like that.
Why did you just try it?
You throw it at the floor.
You throw it at the floor.
Because that's what you throw.
The arm motions are really, really summing it up nicely.
Yeah.
If I do it a few times.
Okay, Billy, stop wanking.
Please. Yeah, Adam will get excited.
Stop thinking about the Topless Darts, for the love of God.
All right, on that note, we've come to the end of the podcast.
Thank God.
Right, let's do a bit of spamming.
Yep.
All right. Well done, you found us. I'm not going to tell you where to go.
Whoa, that's a crazy idea. 45 episodes in, yeah. And you finally stop telling them where to find us.
But obviously, if you've found this one way, you also know you can always find us on Stitcher, iTunes, and the website, oddpoduk.wordpress.com. But go to the blog that nobody's reading.tumblr.com.
And make it more ironic.
Yep, and go to the Pod Gods Network and follow people like me on Twitter at Barker Podcast, at Oddcast Podcast, and at Pod Gods. Do you want to do your Twitter?
Bilo 66.
What, spell it?
Bilo 66.
And that's how you got to type it in.
Yeah. Oh, apparently there's a parody Twitter of me. What am I?
At Will Oddcast, which is WIW_Oddcast.
I love the fact I've got like 120 followers or something on a parody account of me, and quite frankly, that's more than I have friends by a long way.
Yeah. They're all standing outside.
Fucking
stay out.
His brother and his sister.
And when he made up himself.
And they only felt obliged.
Yeah. And also, listen.
And my mum.
Oh, and your mum.
Listen to Pod God Damn It as well.
Damn right.
It's a fucking awesome podcast.
Yeah. Most amazing collaboration of Pod God artistry this side of another thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's well said.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can find us on YouTube as well. The Oddcast video cast. You can find that at oddpoduk.wordpress.com. That's the best place to find it. In a little Barker Production video vault or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it. We're there.
Yep.
Barker Production has a video vault.
And pornhub.com.
Pornhub got
you find a lame red video.
And also, don't forget to check out meatspin.com.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Today's episode is sponsored by
you
Meat
Spin. Me right round, baby, right round.
And go to the Facebook page and like it. Done. So this has been Oddcast Podcast, episode 45. I've been Adam, you have been
Ash.
And you have been
Herbert.
Herbert the pervert. And you have been
Adam.
And I've been Will.
Okay.
Because we've all mixed it up.
Mm.
Silence out, Will.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain, for we've received orders to sail for old England, and we hope in a short time to see you again. When you're strange, faces come.
when you're strange. No one remembers your name.
So what was the question?
There's no question.
Oh, is it?
There's no question.
So what was the question?
Hello. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
Buggery.
Buggery. Okay.
Buggery.
Illegal. And then he was hanged for doing it.
He was the second person hung.
That's
under
fucking
that
an Englishman in the ass.
Wow. Yes. Probably
the guy that got hanged first. They walked in and caught him fucking the first guy.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
According to the Naples News, Silva told deputies that seeing his wife kiss the other woman made him jealous, especially after they wouldn't allow him to join in.
Oh, wow, man.
What a power. Should have just jacked off.
Like, sit and watch him fuck. Well, like, let me just say for the record,
there is nothing more beautiful than two women fucking. I don't understand why would you throw a fit. There's nothing more beautiful on earth, and I've seen children born. There's nothing more beautiful than two women fucking.
And that was just a small clip from BUI, Blogging Under the Influence. You can find us on iTunes, new episode every Thursday. Please check out our website as well if you just want to stream it right on your computer. It's buipodcast.blogspot.com. buipodcast.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at BUIPodcasters. Find us on Facebook, BUI Show. And also, it's BUI Podcast on Google Plus. Check out the free money. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.